This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Asa Hutchinson, the governor of Arkansas, has clearly learned a thing or two this week from Governor Mike Pence over in Indiana. This morning, Hutchinson said he is not going to sign his state's version of a Religious Freedom Act, the one that has gotten Pence in so much hot water the past couple of days. Those signs on business windows that say, "We reserve the right to refuse service to anybody," they are legal if somebody is being really, really troublesome. You can throw them out. But refusing service to a category of people is discrimination, as well as not being exactly in the interests of most businesses, which tend to want as many customers as possible. Marketplace's Gigi Duban takes it from there.
The reality is this. Businesses discriminate against people all the time. Think of someone getting rowdy at a bar who gets booted out. And a business owner can do that. Kirk Hansen is executive director of the Markula Center for Applied Ethics at Santa Clara University.
They can take somebody who comes in smelling and someone who's going to cause difficulty because of some characteristic.
That characteristic can't be someone's race. Federal law prohibits that kind of discrimination at public accommodation places like grocery and hardware stores. As a class, minorities are protected. And Hansen says what's been happening in Indiana might lead to gays and lesbians being covered as a protected class.
This fight may well be the rising crescendo to getting sexual orientation covered in the federal law.
For now, even under Indiana's extremely controversial law, a business refusing to serve gays and lesbians might not be able to justify its actions. Ramesh Panuru is a fellow with the American Enterprise Institute.
You know, it's going to be a lot easier, I think, to make the case under religious freedom law that your faith does not permit you to participate in a same-sex wedding than it does to make the case your faith doesn't permit you to serve gay customers at all.
Legally, he says, those are very different situations. What's baffling to Elliot Richardson, CEO of the Small Business Advocacy Council in Chicago, is that businesses generally try to reach customers.
So as a business owner, excluding customers seems counterintuitive. Most of the time, you're going to sell to everybody as long as they can pay for it.
As some Indiana businesses have already learned, customers make choices as to where they do business, too. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.